The parties and the Department of Correctional Services are each invited to provide a list in point form and not exceeding 2 pages of double-spaced typing of any considerations and or prejudice which might result, which they consider relevant to the decision whether the directive should be revoked or revised. 5, the list of considerations and possible prejudice referred to in paragraph 4 above must be compiled with reference to the circumstances that will prevail or are anticipated to prevail as from 9 August 2021. 6, the lists referred to in paragraph 4 above must be transmitted to the judge's registrar per email on or before 2 August 2021. 7, the registrar is directed to transmit a copy of this order per email to the head of the correctional facility at S Court, where Mr. Zuma is currently detained. 8, any revision of the directive or the revocation thereof shall be communicated to the parties by email on 4 August 2021. 9, in view of the special plea not concerning accused 2, Mr. Durant will continue to be excused, if he so wishes, from attending the hearing on 10 August 2021, on the understanding that he will attend again when required to do so. That is my ruling.
As the court pleases, my lord.
And that then concludes our business for today. We will meet again on the 10th. Please observe the time limits that I've stipulated punctually, and I shall revert then on the extent of any revision or revocation of my previous directive by the 4th of August, 2021.
Thank you, my lord.
Thank you.
As the court pleases.
Thank you.